This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And I am currently sitting about a quarter mile away from Raymond James Stadium, home of Super Bowl 55, and I'm probably a half mile away, if that, from the airport where the Bucs landed last night. Several thousand people greeted them in, and you talk about Tidal Town, and you talk about a wave that's going on here. We got people on fire in this town for the Tampa Bay Bucs, and I'm going to jump right over here to Frank Silvato. You know, this has been a weird year in Tampa, Frank, because we started out the year with the Tampa Bay Rowdies in the championship. The Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup. The Tampa Bay Rays went to the World Series. And now the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going, for God's sakes, to the Super Bowl. Does it get any better?
Well, coming from Chicago, when we had the Bears and the Bulls and the Hawks, I wish you all the best. It's a lot of fun when you're on top.
Yep.
You just gotta, you know, just hit the pendulum sometimes. Sweeps both ways.
Yeah, I
so
know.
Good luck to the Bucks, and I hope they win.
It's amazing. Okay, you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag,
of
the United States of America, and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we were talking during the break about the impeachment papers that will be going over later today, perhaps early this evening, from the House of Representatives to the Senate. And we were talking about if that the Republicans allow that to go through, there is going to be, and I have no doubt at all to doubt what I'm hearing, a mass exodus of people from the Republican Party to start this new party we keep hearing about called the Patriot Party.
Yeah, no doubt. The fact that the impeachment is even being allowed to come to the floor is, or to the Senate, is a hit to the Republican Party. You know, the problem with starting a new party, and this is something that people who want to jump to a new party had better heed and heed it well, is that if you don't put a wedge between the progressives and the Democrats on the left side of the aisle, starting a second party on the right side of the aisle will condemn conservatives to the minority for decades to come. So you've got to make sure if you are going to split your base, and let's say all 71 million people go with the new party, you are still going to have a minority that stay with the GOP brand. And if there is no defection from the Democrats and there is no fixing the election system the way it happened last time, you're not going to win. And if changing the country and getting it back to good is the goal, then you can't go with a gamble in order to do it.
Well, here's what we need to do. We need to start, like, right now, this year, right now, this very minute, this very day, on election reform, and that starts at the local level. And we can do that if we just make up our mind to get a battle plan, because I'm telling you, the Democrats are already talking about changing the federal regulations And that came out over the weekend, too, changing the federal regulations that are in there that they have. But the elections are basically controlled by each state.
Yeah, the saber-rattling about the federal regulations is just that. That there are certain things they can define, as far as the federal election seats are concerned. They can't do a whole heck of a lot for the problem that we saw last time around, which was seating and certifying the electors for the Electoral College. So, yes, you're absolutely right. Everything happens at the local level, especially the state level when that's concerned. We vote in our counties. Our counties count and tabulate. They send it to the central authority. They vote, they tabulate, and then it goes into the system of certification. The problem we had last time is that you had five states that usurped the Constitution and allowed the executive branches to certify the election. That's not what the Constitution says. The Constitution says that authority rests with the legislatures.
Yep.
So in those five states, that's where the reform has to happen.
Right.
And in your local election, like in Georgia, people in like Fulton County, they've got to affect some oversight there, because what happened in Fulton was ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, again, it all starts at the local level, and you people up there in Atlanta listening to me right now, you need to get that going, because I'm telling you, the Democrats are out there working on their end of it right now.
Oh, absolutely. If you think the powers that be just are going to go away because they got Biden elected, you're sadly mistaken. They're going to try and triple and quadruple down on what they've done. You know, the other side wants to never lose again.
Yeah.
You know, we want to try and win again. So you had better get some oversight and some effective oversight in place immediately. Now, that's easier said than done. And you know, coming from Chicago, I understand that. We haven't had a Republican win in Chicago since 1950. You know, and that's because the system there has been galvanized towards the Democrats. You've got to make sure that you've got oversight in your elections, because if the ballot box doesn't have security and sanctity, you've got nothing.
Yeah, and by the way, good morning to George the Godfather. Just chimed in there. And George, hope you're having a great day. And here comes the music in my ear. So we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And it will be an interesting few months till we get up to the November 8th, 2021 election to see where we're going with all of this stuff. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website and the podcast and the articles that he writes over there, is being brought to you by Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more new rugged body, double wishbone suspension, and a minimum 345-horsepower engine, with some bigger horsepower available, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. Now, that feels fantastic. And Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Don't forget they honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors, too. Located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It's going to save you even more money on your next deal. All right. Frank Silvato was back with us from the UndergroundUSA.com website, and you write articles for someone other than yourself there. What's the name of the group you send articles to?
Yeah, I do some political news reporting over at nationalfile.com.
Okay, all right. Wanted to make sure I got that out there. Now, the former Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Mr. Wolf, says that number 46 Biden and his border orders are going to trigger a massive crisis, as if they already aren't. You got people in the pipeline coming up out of the Honduras and Guatemala saying that, oh, all we got to do is get to the border, and they have 100 days. We get to come in for a free amnesty, and blah, 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 blah. And that's just not going to happen.
Well, and he telegraphed that during his campaign to win votes, and now the people have taken him at his word. Even people in his administration are trying to get the message down to him, don't come, but it's not going to stop anybody because they believe that the border is going to be open. And when they arrive, the Biden administration is most likely not going to turn them away. So you've got these caravans coming up from Honduras. We have orders at the border not to aggressively enforce halting them at the border. We're going to have a crisis at the border. And he's, I guess, in the first phone call that he had with the president of Mexico, he said he's going to make available $4 billion.
Yep.
In bribe money for people like in Honduras and Guatemala to stay there instead of coming up through Mexico. Now, why not just finish the wall?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to go to the phone line for a second here. Good morning. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Oh, yes, Captain. Good morning. This is Mel in Saratoga Springs, New York. And good morning, Frank. You know, I'd like to ask both of you, what is your opinion on the Chinese buying up a lot of our food processing plants here in the United States?
Okay.
I'll listen to you.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, first of all, China can't buy anything in the United States without having the permission of a certain government agency that approves that. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, yeah, there is, but in administration's past, that's kind of been rubber stamped because we like their money. You know, so he's right. There are some places here that food processing plants that are Chinese owned, or at least Chinese corporation owned, which means it's Chinese government owned, but they still have to deal with FDA regulations and things like that. I'm not a fan of foreign countries owning anything here in the United States. You know, we should be self-sufficient. We should be able to stand alone. The worst case happens, and we have to have two oceans as borders with two friends to the north and the south. We should be able to survive and survive well for the rest of time. But we tend to keep wanting to sell these things because China has money to spend, even though they manipulate the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Donald Trump tried to stop when he was in office, was the manipulation of the dollar to the yen.
Mm-hmm.
And they just keep flooding our market with Chinese money. And we are going to see very shortly, and then this goes in tandem with the printing of money under Janet Yellen, some problems with the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you were dabbling in Bitcoin and gold and palladium and precious metals, now's the time to dabble a little harder because it's going to benefit you in a while.
We're hearing that today is the day that Sarah Sanders, former White House press secretary under Donald Trump, is going to announce that she's running to be the governor of Arkansas.
And I wish her luck. I think, you know, she's got a legacy there with her father. She did a very good job as a White House spokesman.
She did.
Performs very well under pressure. She's mm-hmm. already proved, you know. But Arkansas, remember, also, aside from being a legacy state for her with her father, is the home of the Clintons.
Yep.
Or the real home of the Clintons. So there's some bizarre politics that happens in Arkansas. So it'll be a fun race to watch, if nothing else.
Now, I want to mention the Pipefitters Union and whatnot up in Canada and as well as in the United States is really hopping mad and upset at Joe Biden because he's just cost the Canadian Union 10,000 jobs along the Keystone XL pipeline, the American Union another 11,000. That's a total of 21,000 jobs have been cut because of the fact they've stopped work on the Keystone XL pipeline.
Yeah, and that's just the people working on the pipeline. That's not the offshoot jobs that are going to go to the wayside that support those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's going to be in the tens of thousands of jobs on both sides. You know, so in the first week of his administration, with the stroke of a pen, he's killed about 50,000 jobs in two countries. So good. Good job, Joe. To the point where the premier of Alberta, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he's called for trade sanctions against the United States because of this.
Yep. Now, Antifa and Black Lives Matter in Seattle and Portland have been real busy since Biden took over, smashing property, opposing Biden, the police. Their comment has been, "We are ungovernable," with some of these banners that are out there. No cops, prisons, borders, presidents. And then there's another one that said, "We don't want Biden. We want revenge for police murders, imperialist wars, and fascist massacres." And, of course, they're doing a pretty good job of burning things and breaking things again.
Well, as Jeremiah Wright said so famously all those years ago, the Democrats' chickens have come home to roost. They thought they were going to benefit off this going into the election, and to a certain extent they may have, but now they own it. The violence there, they own. They created a monster that they can't control. And this is just going to get worse unless it is put down. And I don't think Joe Biden is the person to put it down. Certainly the mayors and the governors in these states where this is happening have no capability to put it down. They say, they talk big, but it just keeps happening. So if they thought Antifa was just going to say yay because Joe Biden got in, they are now awakening to the reality that that just isn't so. And these people are exactly what they said they were. Anarchists that don't want government and are trying to be autonomous from the United States. So, you know, now it's your mess. You allowed it to get to this level. Deal with it.
Did you catch the pictures of Joe Biden and Hunter in the Catholic Church service where the newspaper reports were the deeply, devoutly religious Joe Biden and his son, yeah, Hunter, went to church today? I'm thinking to myself, what a crock of you-know-what.
I double down on the crock of you-know-what, and I think the litmus test for if you're a devout Catholic and a devout Christian happens to be your support of Planned Parenthood and abortion.
Yep.
If you run on a platform that says, I want to give money to Planned Parenthood and I think abortion should be everywhere, and you're willing to give money to international NGOs that promote it around the world, it's really kind of hard to call yourself a good Catholic.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Biden's chief of staff continues to insist that Trump did not have a vaccine plan, despite the Fauci debunking that myth, saying that he did, and now Fauci's going back saying, "Well, we really didn't have anything," after he said they did have a plan.
Well, Mr. Flip Flop Fauci is living up to his flip flop name there. You know, the Biden plan was the Trump plan.
Yeah,
that's the way it goes.
All right, hold that thought till Friday, and we'll be talking to you. I can't wait to see what happens here in the next 24 hours.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Catch his podcast. Find out what he writes over National Review, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five people, including a pregnant woman, have been found shot dead inside a home in Indianapolis, Indiana, in an apparent targeted attack, the city's police chief said, describing the killings as a mass murder and different kind of evil. Police Chief Randall Taylor said police believe the deadly shootings were not random and were a targeted attack. No suspects are in custody at this time. President Biden is expected to reinstate a ban on most non-U.S. citizens entering the country, including people from Brazil, the United Kingdom, and now South Africa, because of a concerning variant of the virus. Arrivals from Ireland and 26 countries in Europe that allow travel across open borders will also be banned under new CDC guidelines. Sarah Sanders, Donald Trump's former chief spokeswoman, is running for Arkansas governor. A senior campaign official told the Associated Press, the daughter of former Governor Mike Huckabee, Sanders had been widely expected to run for office after leaving the White House in 2019. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. This portion of the program, I have a special guest coming up, Amanda Mackey, Republican strategist and an attorney. We're going to talk about the impeachment process and what's going to go on there so that everybody understands where we're going. But in the meantime, this segment's brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah. The injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahAndFarrah.com. And don't forget, Farrah & Farrah, spelled F-A-R-A-H, FarrahAndFarrah.com. The website has a phone number 24-7 that you can call, 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. Give them a call, and they'll answer your questions. All right, joining us right now is Amanda Mackey, and of course, Amanda Mackey, you've heard on the program a number of times before. She is a Republican strategist, ran for Congress in Florida 13, and also is currently a lawyer practicing law. Now, you're on the program today because we need to explain to our audience what's going on with this second impeachment, which I say, now tell me if I'm wrong, which I say is unconstitutional and shouldn't even be happening.
Well, that is certainly the opinion of a lot of Republicans. I'd say most Republicans and even some Democrats. But the reality is they're going to be delivering papers, the articles of impeachment today. tonight, and they walk those over. It's very ceremonial, and of course, you know, Nancy Pelosi would love to have those objects. But you know, what's going to have to happen is that a trial is going to take place. Consider the House really, you know, just a formality process. I mean, they have to vote on it, and they did, but there's no trial that takes place where evidence is presented. But that's where the Senate does that. And so you'll actually see the trial take place there. And then 17 Republicans have to vote for impeachment for him to be impeached again. And as of right now, I do not believe that there are 17 Republicans that will vote that will vote for President Trump's impeachment.
I know there's two. Murkowski and Romney.
It's a far cry from 17.
Right.
But here's the thing, is that let's say there's a Republican that says, you know, I really want that guy impeached. They also have to say to themselves, is it constitutional if you have to be an office holder? Mm-hmm. Think about it this way. President Trump is now a private citizen who's going to be tried in the Senate. How are they going to even be able to get the Chief Justice to come in and serve here, because the president now, if you read the Constitution to remove the president now is Joe Biden. It is not Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
It says, the Constitution says, when the president is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside. There's just one president of the United States, and mm-hmm. it's no longer Donald Trump. It's Biden. Yeah. So you could argue that the Chief Justice could say, well, I'm not going to preside over this because I'm technically not presiding over a president being removed from office. You have to be an office holder to be removed. That's the constitutional grounds. I agree 100% that there is a constitutional issue here. And so even if there are Republicans that believe Trump, you know, shouldn't be in office, should be impeached, they can say there is a constitutional issue here. And there is no reason to do this. I have said all along, the Democrats are looking backwards, not forwards.
Mm-hmm.
They are not moving this country trying to move this country in a direction. They are trying to move it backwards because they're obsessed and infatuated with President Trump.
Well,
and they should be, this is a reflection of them. And in 2 years, this is exactly why they should no longer have control, because they don't know what to do. They get drunk with power. And this is what they do. This is not their job. Their job is not to impeach a former president.
Mm-hmm. Well, you won't get any argument with me over that, because of the fact I think it makes so much sense. And by the way, something that's kind of interrelated to this is Senator Rand Paul and what he did yesterday on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos was bringing up about the election and the Republicans.
Yeah, they were talking about election fraud.
Yeah, but
Rand Paul put him in his place.
Oh, he absolutely did. He says, and I quote, and I'm going to read this because this is classic. He says, George, you're forgetting who you are as a journalist. If you think there's only one side, you're inserting yourself into the story. I want you to look at the Secretaries of State who changed the law. It happened. You can't just sweep it under the rug. Nothing to see here. You're a fool to bring this up. But journalists would hear both sides, and Stephanopoulos changed the subject.
I think what Stephanopoulos tried to do was he was just trying to, you know, hammer him on the fact that you have to agree this election was not rigged. And he kept talking about, you know, Barr said it's not rigged. Barr said it's not rigged. And, you know, I think the way that Rand Paul handled it was exactly right. One, why are you inserting yourself? Why don't you have a Democrat on? Why are you playing the role of the Democrat? You are a journalist. You're supposed to be impartial. Of course we know you're not, but now you're just proving it, because you're having a debate with me and you're pulling the Democrats' talking points. And I'm going to tell you that, you know, what he said is, I voted for, you know, this to go through. I didn't vote against the Electoral College count to not count. But you are wrong to say we do not need to look into this. You are wrong to say we do not need to find out what happened in November 2020 because 70% of Republicans, he said 75, I go by the number, 70% of Republicans, 30% of Democrats believe this was not a fair and free election.
Right.
That's right. The job of Congress to research something like this. And, oh, by the way, another thing he said was courts generally do not like to get involved with election issues and election law.
Mm-hmm.
They are loath to take those up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think Rand Paul's point about Wisconsin was straight on. You know, I was a Trump attorney in Wisconsin, and I can tell you, you know, he made the example of applications, you know, required an address, and Wisconsin, basically the Supreme Court said, yeah, but it was COVID, so, you know, it's fine. I'm sorry, not the court. The court just said we're not going to rule on this on the merits of it. But the, you know, Secretary of State, the people who run the election said, yeah, but it's COVID. So what if the application didn't have an address and someone filled it in? Well, the way that I grew up, that's against the law because the law requires your application, one, for you to have an application. Wisconsin requires that.
Right.
Two, you're not allowed to cure a ballot.
Mm-hmm.
So if you did those two things, those ballots should be tossed out. Instead, they counted it. Why? Oh, COVID. You know, as Rand Paul said, people forgot their address because it was COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's things like that that make Americans lose faith and confidence in, mm-hmm. in the system, in the process. And, you know, this is why Rand Paul wants to investigate. This is why Republicans want mm-hmm. to investigate what happened in the election to restore mm-hmm. faith, because what is going to happen in 2 years? You have President Biden allowing for 11 million undocumented illegals to become citizens.
More now.
What is that going to do? It's going to tip the scales for mm-hmm. elections. And what you're going to have is Republicans who are pissed off that their votes don't count. And there you go. Democrats are going to continue to pursue winning elections unfairly.
Well, I think it's fair to say, and by the way, I keep hearing them call this a democracy, democracy, democracy. We are a constitutional republic, and I believe our republic has fallen, and it may be in near collapse if we, the people, don't pick ourselves up by our bootstraps and start right now, today, in fighting back locally.
Well, it's the only way we're going to win elections. And if people, you know, I say let the Democrats look backwards and not forwards, and let us look forward. Let us look to the, you know, 2022 election and how we get candidates who can beat them. That is the most important thing. And you know, I was a candidate here. You know, you've got to pick the right candidates, the candidates that can win.
Here comes the music. We got to let you go. It's AmandaMackey.com with two Ks, M-A-K-K-I, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Amanda Mackey, and we appreciate her very much. She's very sharp and knows her stuff when it comes to the political aspects here. And we're going to have her on again here real soon. I'll be right back with the Sports Zone guy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, home of the National Football Conference champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I love saying that. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by, see Jill and the gang in the store, or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You might get some special decimal pastries in the back room for all that. Okay. We've got the one, the only, the incomparable Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. And the party is still going on from the not very far away, Bucks Raymond James Stadium, because I'm telling you, I could hear it last night. That's why I got curious. I was outside, and I could hear the noise around me, you know, from the parties and the music and all that stuff. So I heard the Bucks were going to land at a certain time, so I decided I was going to go see, you know, if they were, and they weren't there, and I wasn't in a position where I could park because there were so many people over there, there was no place to park.
Bucks did come through, Captain. They went up to Green Bay in the cold weather and made it happen. No snow. They got to play without the snow, and they played a great game. Defense was fantastic.
Snow was on the sidelines.
There you go, Captain. Mm-hmm. Very good. They were able to keep them, you know, under 24 points, and to do that to Green Bay at home was a tremendous accomplishment. And they used time management perfectly to end the game, and then the first half. To score that touchdown to make it 21-10 at the end of the first half after that interception by Rodgers, when it could easily have been 21-13 or possibly 21-17, was a big turning point. And it would have been a totally different game, 14-13, 17-14, the favor of the Packers. But it wasn't meant to be that way. And then when they come out to the third quarter, Green Bay turns the ball over and Tampa Bay punches it in. And that made the game 28-10. It looked like it was over, but Green Bay made the game
back.
28-23. They went for the 2-point conversion and didn't make it. And they held the Bucs and had another shot to go down the field, and they couldn't. And they kicked the field goal at the 8-yard line on 4th and goal. That's where people were questioning it. And then the Bucs went down, you know, and then it was 31-26 final.
Mr. Tom Brady wound up getting a cool $500,000 for that NFC Championship win over the Packers.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
That's incentive.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, they played well. He played well. A lot of people here in Tampa Bay were hoping for the Buffalo Bills to beat the Kansas City Chiefs last night because they feel that Tampa Bay matches up better against Buffalo than Kansas City, but that wasn't meant to be. Kansas City played very well, Captain. Put 38 points on the board against Buffalo's defense is an accomplishment.
Buffalo, now I know
nothing
you
to be ashamed of.
I know you ran out. I know you ran out and bought about 4 or 5 tickets right after the game so you could get your Super Bowl tickets. But I've heard that what was $4,000 and $5,000 is now $6,000 if you're lucky, or a lot more.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot more. It's probably going to be about $10,000 a ticket, Captain, when it's all said and done, unless you get very fortunate and lucky. And the reason being is because supply and demand, part of it, and just to be in the Super Bowl.
Well, what do they have to pay for those luxury boxes? Because they got 2,000 people they said are going to be up in there. Is that in the millions?
Yeah, that, I'd have to do further research, Captain, on that. I'd venture to say it was probably people that have been stadium ticket box holders, you know, for this year and years in the past to get first right of refusal to have those. And depending on what they negotiated or what the going rate was, because they knew if you had a box, you knew what the Super Bowl would be, just like if a big concert's coming into town in your Amalie Arena with the Tampa Bay Lightning. You know how much it is for the box for that year.
Well, February the 7th, 6:30 p.m., Raymond James Stadium, CBS Television, CBSSports.com, because they'll be streaming it online, too. That's when the game will start. But I'll tell you this much. Kansas City did beat the Bucks earlier in this year. That could play into something. And, by the way, they beat them down here.
They did.
So we'll see what happens, and I got all kinds of stats on the Super Bowl for later in the week when you and I talk, and even next week.
No, that sounds good, Captain. The Bucks have a shot against them. They're just going to have to stop Tariq Hill and McCole Hardman. The speed of Kansas City is very, very potent, so these DBs are going to have to be ready. They're going to have to put some pressure on Mahomes up front. And I believe they'll be able to stop the run. They've been doing it all year. And we'll see if Kansas City can outscore them.
Yep.
That'll be the determining factor.
Well, that little guy, that number 10, I mean, my God.
Three kills fast as lightning, Captain.
Whoa.
But, you know, I tell you guys, you can keep up with him, is Scotty Miller. That kid can fly. He runs a 4.340, and Tariq Hill runs about a 4.25, so it'll be fun to see them race.
Yeah, because he's zigged in and zigged out and got some people and went down. I was amazed at what I saw him do there a couple times.
Yeah, he's very, very elusive athlete, very fast. But if the Bucks can contain him, they can win the game, and that's going to be the thing. Can they stop him from outscoring
okay.
them?
Well, let's just throw this out there before we have to go. We had the Tampa Bay Rowdies earlier this year in the championship.
Yeah, that's right.
We had the Tampa Bay Lightning in the championship, actually won the Stanley Cup. We had the Tampa Bay Rays in the World Series, actually got to the big dance. And now we've got the Tampa Bay Bucks going to the Super Bowl. Holy cow!
Tampa Bay is on fire when it comes to the sports world, Captain. I have to give them a lot of credit. It's a beautiful place to live and play and watch sports. So God bless you, Captain. Have a great week, and I'll see you soon.
All right, thank you. Yep, Tuesday over at Mission Barbecue probably is where we'll be, Tuesday at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. Okay, and here's what Patrick does.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
All righty, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, Sports Zone quarterback, catches show on Sundays on this flagship station of mine at 11 o'clock in the morning. You know, Florida and its great citizens, as well as the 49 other states in our union, are facing an immediate danger from the unconstitutional federal government overreach through national mandates and threats to state sovereign rights under the Constitution. And Floridians lack the necessary understanding of their constitutional rights under the Florida state and U.S. constitutions. That applies to the state you're in, too, regardless of where you're at listening to me right now. It's incumbent upon we, the people, to gain this critical knowledge if we're to hold our representatives accountable. Now, many of our representatives have failed to represent our interests properly. And those who failed to do their job should be removed and replaced with representatives who will accurately represent our interests. Now, we don't advocate violence. We want to use all of our constitutional rights to work within the law to effect change and defend Florida. That applies to any state out there in the country. To see the model I'm talking about, go to the website defendflorida.org. That's defendflorida.org. And I duly and thoroughly expect to be making my presence known at one of those meetings in the not-too-distant future. And when I do, I'll let you know, then you can come and check them out. Now, it's been a great, great, great weekend, great show, tremendous end to a season. The Buffalo Bills have nothing to be ashamed of. Neither do the Green Bay Packers, although we may have seen Aaron Rodgers for the last time. But I'll tell you what. Football is what you make of it. Some people are going, I haven't watched since I took the knee. You know something? I watched the national anthem ceremony yesterday, and it wasn't anybody on a knee. Neither team. Anybody. So I would say they got the message that was delivered to them by the veterans. All righty. We'll be back tomorrow on the Captain's America Third Watch. In the meantime, have yourself a great day, a safe day. Celebrate safely, Tampa. We want to talk about you. I'll be back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.